Russia's autumn mobilization warning and a missile strike, hours after a defense deal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a warning this week that Russia is preparing a mass mobilization after its September elections, with Ukrainian intelligence services believing the Kremlin plans a major troop draft once the domestic political window closes. Western intelligence estimates place Russian battlefield losses since February 2022 at between 400,000 and 500,000 personnel killed or seriously wounded, figures that cannot be replaced through volunteer recruitment at current rates, pointing toward coercive conscription. The timing of Zelensky's warning was pointed. He delivered it while hosting Raytheon executives to advance plans for co-production of Patriot missile systems on Ukrainian or European soil. That meeting was a deliberate signal that Ukraine is building industrial capacity to sustain its own defense rather than remaining dependent on external supply chains. Russia's response was swift. A ballistic missile strike killed at least 10 people near Kyiv within hours of the Raytheon discussions, a pattern of coercive signaling through civilian harm that has been consistent throughout the war. Secretary of State Rubio's description of International Criminal Court officials as lunatics and crazies, part of an ongoing effort to dismantle U.S. cooperation with the ICC, drew scrutiny in this context. The ICC holds outstanding warrants against senior Russian officials for war crimes in Ukraine and U.S. Withdrawal from ICC processes removes institutional pressure on Moscow at a moment when that pressure arguably carries the most leverage. Zelensky's autumn mobilization timeline carries one additional strategic dimension. It maps directly onto the U.S. midterm election cycle. A major Russian offensive in late 2026 or early 2027 would land when American political attention is most consumed by domestic politics. A feature of the calendar that analysts note, the Kremlin's strategic planning has consistently factored in.